It's 11 trivia questions on high words. That's all different answers that start and end with H. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. It has been around for a little over 3 years now, and it comes out every single day. So if you like trivia, if you've stumbled across this podcast for the first time, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss a new episode. Different topics every day, tons of fun to play by yourself, out loud, in your car, on a workout, on a dog walk, on a road trip, or with your regular weekly trivia team to kind of practice for whatever live night you guys might play with me in Southern California or wherever you play, anywhere in the world. If you're looking for other good trivia podcasts, I mentioned this a few episodes ago, but I'm saying it again. Check out my friend James and the Pod Quiz Show, which has been going for 12 years or something like that. James was one of my biggest inspirations when I decided to start doing a trivia podcast. So if you like just 20 random trivia questions every single week, go check out Pod Quiz. That's a really good one. Quiz Bang Bang is a new one that I'm getting hooked on with my friends in Lisle, Illinois. Check that one out. Quiz Bang Bang. And as always, Trivial Warfare with Jonathan Oakes and the Trivial Warfare Army. They're all going nuts with Geek Bowl in Chicago right now. Something I wish I could go to at some point, but maybe I can work out where I can do some events in town next time it's in Chicago. Today's episode is all about high words. It is not the drug high or even the height of high, but it is more words that start and end with H, like the word high. So this was a fun one that I got the idea for from a quiz site I'm part of called nevertooldforgames.com. You can check them out if you ever need any good senior community trivia type of material, and also just great categories. A lot of times I just go on there and I go through different categories and I'm like, ooh, I could take that and add or change stuff to it. So this was one of those rounds. I took a couple from the site and then I kind of came up with some of my own to a little bit young it down just a little bit. So hopefully have fun with today's quiz. If you're watching on YouTube, you could see one of my brand new shirts from Express for Men, which is covered in tigers that look like they're about to pounce. I am on my way to go host my first ever Buzzers with Buds event. Do I know what it's going to be like? I do not. This is like the first time I'm trying it out, and I'll be at Ogopogo Brewing later tonight to do this Buzzers with Buds event. I think this is how I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to have teams of four come up to this area that I'll be in. They'll all get a buzzer, and they will compete against each other in random rounds of trivia that I've done over the years. So I might say, all right, this next round's on 80s stuff, and I'll get one team versus one team. They come on up, and I ask 11 questions, and whichever team gets more points out of the 11 will get raffle tickets. They'll each member of the team of the four will get their own raffle ticket. At the end of the night, we will raffle off a bunch of cool items, stuff like this Starbucks coffee in my hand if you're watching on YouTube, or these little emoji con trading cards, playing cards rather, for playing cards at home. Lots of stuff like that. So we're going to raffle off about 10 things. So basically, groups of people will have chances to win raffle tickets to win prizes and have more chances to win prizes at the end of the night. So that keeps everybody engaged. People that really like it can keep coming up, and it should be a ton of fun. So we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll try and capture some of it on social media. You can follow me at Ryan Buds on just about everything, or Trivia with Buds on Facebook if you want to see videos, pictures, and flyers and stuff for shows with me in Southern California. All right, we're going to jump into today's round on high words. They start and end with H, and we're going to do that right now. Here we go. All right, guys, high words. All the answers start and end with H. Let's see how many of these you can get right. Number one, this kid's outdoor game is usually played on a court that is drawn on the sidewalk with chalk. Question number one, this kid's outdoor game is usually played on a court that is drawn on the sidewalk with chalk. Question number two, for high words, a type of paste you're usually eating when you think it's wasabi. Type of paste you're usually eating when you think it's wasabi. Number two. Question number three, a feeling or guess, or to raise the shoulders and bend the body forward. Number three, a feeling or guess, or to raise the shoulders and bend the body forward. Question number four, the area in front of a fireplace. Number four, the area in front of a fireplace. Question number five, this finely chopped mixture of meat and potatoes is a common breakfast food. Number five, this finely chopped mixture of meat and potatoes is a common breakfast food. Question number six, nonsense, rubbish, balderdash. What word would fit in there that starts and ends with H? Number six, nonsense, rubbish, balderdash. Number seven, first name of an Australian comedian with a Netflix special called Nanette. Number seven, first name of an Australian comedian with a Netflix special called Nanette. Question number eight, not a comb, but a this. Number eight, not a comb, but a this. Question number nine, an extract of the cannabis plant that contains a concentration of the psychoactive resins, making it especially potent. Number nine, what are we talking about there? Question number 10, for high words, slang term for illegal and inferior alcohol. What is that slang term for illegal or inferior alcohol? And your two-point bonus question, what 2001 comedy starred two rappers going to college? This one does start and ends with H. Starts and ends with H. So make sure you follow those rules. For 2 points, what 2001 comedy starred two rappers going to college? Those are all your questions for High Words. We'll be right back in just a second with the High Word answers. We are back with the High Words answers. Let's see how you did on this quick crossword puzzle clue type episode. Number one, this kid's outdoor game is usually played on a court that's drawn on the sidewalk with chalk. That would be hopscotch. Hopscotch. Number two, a type of paste you're usually eating when you think it's wasabi, that's horseradish. Most of the time it's horseradish because actual wasabi is very expensive and hard to get. Number three, a feeling or guess or to raise the shoulders and bend the body forward. I hope I don't end up like this as an old man. Hunch is the answer, but I was talking about hunchback. I don't want to be the hunchback of Fontana, California. Hunch, number three. Number four, the area in front of a fireplace, I believe is pronounced hearth, H-E-A-R-T-H. I kept saying hearth the other day, and an older lady goes, it's called a hearth. And I said, all right, you're probably the only person that uses that word ever. Number five, this finely chopped mixture of meat and potatoes is a common breakfast food, hash. Corned beef hash, something like that. Number six, nonsense, rubbish, balderdash, hogwash was what I was looking for. Hogwash. Number seven, first name of Australian comedian with Netflix special called Nanette. Hannah Gadsby. Number seven. Number eight, not a comb, but a this, a hairbrush. Starts and ends with H, hairbrush. Number nine, an extract of the cannabis plant that contains the concentration of the psychoactive resins, making it especially potent, hashish, or hash, again. And number 10, slang term for illegal and inferior alcohol, hooch, Turner and Hooch. And for 2 points, the 2001 comedy starring two rappers going back to college, How High, Method Man, Red Man, who I walked by one time at the Paris Casino in Vegas and went, was that Method Man and Red Man? And they kind of like nodded and I was like, oh, and I was starstruck. It was pretty cool. Here we go. The answers are done. So I hope you had fun. I hope you played along. I hope you got all 11 questions correct. And if you did, let me know. Or if you didn't, if you came close, send me your scorecards. I love seeing those scorecards on Instagram or on email, whatever you want to do. Hit me up, ryanbuds@gmail.com. And you can also hit me up at that email address with the question of the day answer. Today's question of the day is, what song is playing in 1989's Batman when the Joker and his crew start destroying the museum? Tweet me your answer at ryanbuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was John Ritter, the voice of Clifford the Big Red Dog on the series. And your trivia team name of the day is Draco Eula Malfoy. So Draco Malfoy with a little vampire in there. Draco Eula? That's stupid. I can't believe I typed that out and now I'm saying it again. Draco Eula Malfoy. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for checking out the show on YouTube. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews, rating, reviewing, and subscribing to the show and telling all your friends who like trivia to listen. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.